Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. Speaking to you on behalf of the Brit Am organization, whose purpose is to study the whereabouts of the Lost Ten Tribes. We concentrate on peoples in Western Europe because that is where we understand the majority of the Lost Ten Tribes to be, and that is where historically they had their God-given destiny to fulfill, as related in the prophets, and as proven by secular studies. And our organization studies this subject, studies their whereabouts, studies proofs of their whereabouts and how they give expression to their innate Israelite characteristics. And we publish the results. We try and bring the results to the recognition of the public, to as many people as are interested. We reveal the results. In addition to that, we also work towards the reconciliation between the Jews, that is Judah and Joseph, representing all of the other tribes of Israel. The tasks, our goals that we set ourselves, may be summed up in the three R's, what we call the three R's of Brit Am, our organization named Brit Am. The three R's are research, recognition, reconciliation. Researching where the Lost Ten Tribes are, recognition, bringing it to the recognition of those who are involved with the matter to as many people as possible, and also working towards the reconciliation between Judah and Joseph. At present, we are studying the Psalms. Our present Psalm is Psalm 131, which is only three verses. It is probably the shortest psalm in the whole book of Psalms. It has an important message, but we won't belabor it. We'll give an overall view of this psalm, and that is what we will give unto you. This psalm is entitled A Song of Degrees, a Shir HaMaalot in Hebrew. This is the 12th psalm in the book of Psalms with that title, A Song of Degrees of David. It begins Psalms 131 verse 1. O Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters or in things too high for me. My heart is not haughty. In Hebrew, haughty, the word translated as haughty is gavah, meaning high, exalted. In other words, I do not imagine myself to be other than what I am. I do not set myself up to be over other people, or better than other people, or higher up than other people, or higher up in my station than what I am. Nor my eyes lofty. Lofty, the word for lofty in Hebrew is ram, meaning high up. I do not look beyond others. I do not overlook them. I see things as they are. I do not set my sights on things that are beyond my station, beyond what I should look for. I see things as they are, and am aware of my imperfections and limitations. There are certain things that a person should leave alone, certain things that a person should realize that are beyond his comprehension, beyond what he should reach out towards. This is sometimes difficult for all of us to realize, but it is a good advice. We should know our limitations and what God has destined for us, and what is within our reach, or maybe within our reach, and what not. Continues Psalms 131 verse 2. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. Weaned meaning, for nowadays we don't practice breastfeeding. A lot of women don't practice breastfeeding, even though they should. It's healthy, it's better for the woman, it's better for the child. It enables the child to develop properly. It's good for the emotional development of the baby. It's good for the emotional development of the mother, for the bonding between the child and his mother. And also, it helps the resistance, the natural resistance that the body has. It's natural development as nature intended it to have, and its strength of resistance towards the onsets of disease and all kinds of childhood problems. And breastfeeding is recommended by all authorities. And all events, in the old days, child used to be breastfed for about 2 years, 2.5 years sometimes, sometimes more, sometimes less. Nowadays, even women who breastfeed their child, they do it much less than that. But whatsoever, at that time, it was a big thing that when the time came for the child to be taken off breastfeeding and led to eat ordinary food. So then he could be, after the child had been brought to eat ordinary food, he didn't want to suckle milk from his mother, and there was no more milk anyway. The mother would be able to put the child in her lap, and he would not want any more milk. He would be, as if to say, weaned. He had taken himself away from that aspect of dependence. And so too, the David who is saying this psalm is saying, I am like someone who is weaned from his mother's breast. I no longer want this dependence. My soul too is weaned from this from urging for things that are beyond me, that are beyond my station. I am content to worship God, to believe in God, to accept the will of the Almighty, and to do the will of the Almighty, and to go in His path, to go in the straight way. That is what he is saying. My soul is even as a weaned child. Soul in Hebrew is nafshi, my soul, nafshi, meaning my mind, meaning my mental faculties, meaning my my psychological outlook is entirely as God directs me to go. I accept what I am and strive to be good as what I am, a good me. I do not try and be someone else. I try and be myself and try and do the will of the Almighty through myself as God wanted me to do. And then he concludes verse 131, verse 3, then Israel hope in the Lord from henceforth and forever. He goes, as is the way of the Psalms, as happens throughout the Psalms, he progresses from the individual sphere directly to the national sphere. This is a point we have brought up in other talks because it repeats itself. And everyone should do that. You should apply your own individual problems, your own individual experiences. You should apply them to the whole nation. In the same way as you want things to be good for you, so should you want things to be good for your whole people, for all of the Israelite peoples, for the Jews, for the Israelite nations, for the group that you belong to, for your own family. You should extend your own inner experiences. You should extrapolate onto others. If you have a certain experience, you should also extrapolate that onto the generality. Sometimes if you have a certain experience, a certain friendship with someone, you fall in love with someone, and in a permitted way, so this should be taken to you as a paratype, as if to say, a prototype of how God wants to love his people, or how he should love the Almighty. And so to all of our experiences, we should extend them and extrapolate from our own inner knowledge unto that of the entire community, and want the good of the community, want the good of all of Israel. And if we do that, we will succeed. We will succeed in our own personal spheres, and also our nation will be better, and everyone else will be better because of it. And that is what we are here for on this earth to do, to try and make the world a better place and to make ourselves as good as possible and to make it as easy for ourselves and for others and to contribute what we can to the whole world and especially to that special circle that God has placed us within. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel. If you are interested in other talks of this nature, or concerning the Lost End Times and related matters, go to our website, www.britam.org, britam.org, and there you will find much more material. God bless you all. Thank you from New Bambi.